This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. As always, we have a great show lined up for you today. So much great information to get to. Always hard to even know where to start. Have a wonderful special guest. Dr. Alan Miller is a naturopathic physician and head technical advisor for Thorne Research, and he's going to be sharing with us today the main information about our main topic, which is, I think, a very exciting topic, covers a lot of information related to health and wellness that is really on the buzz these days, something that a lot of people are talking about. And these are anti-aging supplements. And I think probably one of the most popular ones, or one of the one that's been getting some of the most press recently, is resveratrol. And Dr. Miller has a lot of wonderful information, has done a lot of research, and is actually presenting this week at a conference in Las Vegas specifically on resveratrol. And he's going to be sharing with us a lot of information about resveratrol, as well as turmeric, green tea. These are some of the different herbs and compounds that are coming to the forefront when it comes to anti-aging medicine and nutraceuticals geared at helping to reverse and prevent some of the effects of aging on our body. So, Dr. Miller, thanks so much for being on the phone with us today. Really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Sure. Real quick, I just want to give you guys all a reminder. Our sponsor is the Village Green Apothecary, located in Bethesda, Maryland. They're a health and wellness pharmacy that's been serving the area's health and wellness needs for over 40 years. If you've never been there, I encourage you to stop on in. They have a wonderful staff of nutritionists and pharmacists and naturopathic doctors, herbalist, all there to help guide you with your health and wellness needs. Over 10,000 different health and wellness products, in addition to a full-service pharmacy and a compounding pharmacy, which can meet your custom compounding and custom pharmacy needs, which is really a neat service. And just want to make a quick mention. Let's see. We have a special going on through November 17th. All of the Pathway products, which are the Village Green brand, all Thorne products, all Zymogen products, and all Metagenics products are all 25% off through November 17th. So if you buy any of those products or you're looking to get into any kinds of new supplements, it's a great opportunity to take advantage of that sale. So Dr. Miller, before we get on the resveratrol topic, I want to cover, there's always so much to get to whenever I peruse news stories and look around about what's going on in the world of health and wellness. There's always a lot of interesting stuff going on. And there was a couple new studies out recently that I wanted to bring up. There's a new one that's getting a lot of press recently that was done on fish oil and DHA. And talking about, they did a trial where they looked at using DHA and fish oil to treat Alzheimer's disease and dementia. And what they found was that it didn't help. And this is sometimes the conundrum that comes up in media coverage of what goes on with nutraceuticals and vitamins and herbs. They highlight, obviously, the negative side, but it's important to bring it all into context. And Dr. Miller, I'm sure you can talk about, yes, maybe once you have a advanced case of Alzheimer's or some form of age-related dementia set in, taking DHA may not create the type of reversal or reduction in symptoms that we would like to see, but it doesn't underscore the importance of DHA for brain health. I mean, maybe you can sort of shed some light, if you're comfortable commenting, about how important DHA is for the brain.
There have been quite a few studies so far showing that DHA is very important for brain health, for brain function, and for brain development in kids. What I see as being wrong with this particular study, and a lot of studies like this, are researchers are so steeped in the pharmaceutical model that they want to treat a supplement or a nutrient like a drug. So in this case, they took Alzheimer's patients with mild to moderate dementia and treated them with DHA and I guess expected that there would be some different outcome than what they got. And really what they're trying to do is treat a disease with a substance as if it was a drug. And really, like you said, I think the important thing here is taking fish oil, making sure that it's part of your diet so that you don't have this overwhelming animal fat percentage in your diet overwhelming the fish oil. And using that as a preventative tool so that down the road you don't get Alzheimer's.
Exactly. So what would be also really interesting is to look at people who consumed high amounts of DHA and fish oil. Did they have reduced risk of develop, in their middle of their lives? Or even in young childhood, do they have less of a risk of developing dementia later on in life? So instead of as a treatment intervention, how might it work for prevention, given the fact that we know the brain is primarily composed of fat, and the most abundant fat found in the brain is DHA. So there's got to be some correlation, even though we may not have connected all of the dots exactly with all these different conditions, how important DHA is for the brain. And also what you have to understand is that, it doesn't mean you should give up on taking fish oil. Fish oil has so many other important benefits for the body, and the researchers even stress how important DHA and fish oil supplements are for the cardiovascular system. So, I think it's always worth looking at some of these potentially these studies that look like they may shed a potential negative light on something and understand and put them into context. The other one that I think is really interesting, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because I want to get to our main topic. But I'm always harping about lifestyle interventions, how important it is to underpin any kind of supplemental approach or any kind of pharmaceutical approach to managing a condition with the fundamental underlying underpinnings of a good lifestyle, diet, and exercise. Nothing can take the place of good nutrition. Nothing can take the place of regular physical activity and exercise. And there's a really neat study that recently came out talking about how exercise does a really, really good job of preventing colds and flus. And, when you exercise, we know it stimulates your immune system for a period of time. And it was just a very nicely done, simple study that showed that people who engaged in regular exercise had a much lower instance of suffering from colds and flus, and the colds and flus that they got were much less severe than people who were sedentary and didn't exercise. So I don't know if you want to comment on that, Dr. Miller. It's pretty self-explanatory, but I thought it was an interesting one to bring up heading into cold and flu season.
I haven't seen that particular study. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I wonder if they controlled for where the people exercised. If it was, if they looked at people exercising indoors versus outdoors, if they were exercising more outdoors, it may be partly the effect of exercise on their immune system, and it might have been also that they were getting more vitamin D because they were getting more sunlight on their skin.
Yeah, which is absolutely a possibility as well. So many different aspects to these studies. Hard to always ferret out the exact information that's coming, but, really interesting stuff. So let's get to our main topic for today. This is the whole – now, where are you speaking? I believe you're going to be speaking soon, right?
Just about a couple hours here.
Okay. You're in Las Vegas?
I'm in Las Vegas at the American College for Advancement in Medicine.
Great.
ACAM, they call it.
And you're going to be speaking about anti-aging nutrients and specifically about resveratrol, green tea, and curcumin, correct?
Yes, I will. Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about resveratrol. I mean, I think it was probably, 3 or 4 years ago where the buzz really started to take off about resveratrol. There was a lot of pharmaceutical companies out there trying to get patents for certain types of resveratrol preparations. There was really a lot of excitement about this nutrient and its possible effects on anti-aging properties because of a few key studies that were done. Maybe we can go back and you can start with, what is resveratrol? Where is it found in nature? Maybe give us a little bit of background about what this nutrient is.
Sure. Resveratrol is it's what's called a polyphenol, and more specifically, it's called a phytoalexin. But it is a compound that you find in plants, in fruits, in vegetables, and some legumes, and even some other plants, but mostly in fruits and veggies. It is produced by the plant in response to stress, some sort of stress. So UV exposure, plants have to have ultraviolet exposure to live, but they also have to have elements and compounds in the plant to protect against the damaging effects of UV. Much like humans, as we're taking in oxygen, we also need to have antioxidants that can protect against the potential damaging effects of oxygen. So they protect plants from UV, bacteria, and fungi. And it's interesting that when we ingest these plants or extracts from these plants, they can have similar effects. These polyphenols can have similar effects on humans. Now, polyphenols, everybody's heard of flavonoids. Flavonoids are polyphenols as well. The resveratrol is just a little different twist on what a flavonoid looks like. So it's not the exact same thing as a flavonoid, but it does have some similar kinds of activity in the body as flavonoids do.
Now, we talk about some of the places it comes from in nature. I think one of the sources that gets popularized the most with resveratrol is grapes and wine, correct?
That's correct, and that's where the original research on resveratrol came from, was the knowledge that there was something in wine that made it so French people who consume a lot more saturated fat than people in the U.S. have a much lower risk of cardiovascular disease. So researchers started looking into this French paradox, they call it, and they were thinking, maybe it's the wine, maybe it's the grapes, the dark-skinned grapes that they're making the wine from, and started finding compounds in the grapes that are very beneficial for health, including resveratrol.
Now, so what's the big deal with resveratrol? What kicked off all of the really, really significant interest in resveratrol? Maybe you can explain that initial sort of research that came out that really got people excited.
Sure, yeah. Let me back up just really quickly.
Sure.
A couple of other plants that do have resveratrol. Pomegranates, and we know how important pomegranates are in the antioxidant effects in pomegranates. And blueberries as well. And so the dark pigmented fruits are the ones that really have quite a bit of resveratrol in them. Now, what got everybody excited in 2006 was an article that was published in the journal Nature by David Sinclair and his group at Harvard. And his group had been studying mice, and they actually had been studying other forms of life, sort of lower forms of life before that. So they'd looked at flies and fish and yeast. And what they had found was if they introduced resveratrol in with these different animals or different plants and things and fungi and different animals, they could increase their lifespan. So the study that got everybody really excited about this was the study on mice, and they had two sets of mice that they fed a high-fat, obesity-producing diet to. One group they gave a placebo, the other group they gave resveratrol as well. What happened was they both got fat. Okay, that's really something that's really important to remember here. They both still got fat. However, the resveratrol group had increased insulin sensitivity. So even though they were fat, they didn't have that effect of obesity, of the cells being insensitive to insulin, and that's a really big problem with our society right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the other things that they found was they had improved motor function. So even though they were big, obese little mice, they still could move around better than the group that didn't get resveratrol. And thirdly, they increased the number of mitochondria per cell. Now, mitochondria are the energy-producing organelles or the energy-producing areas in all of our cells. And what they found was giving resveratrol made the mice have more of these energy-producing areas in their cells, which, if you think about it, you know, it's going to make your body more efficient at a lot of things. So your metabolism is going to be more efficient. The other thing they found was they lived longer. So that really got people interested.
And that's where people really started to get interesting. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Miller is going to explain to us some of the more intricate mechanisms that resveratrol utilizes or stimulates in the body that achieves these different effects of greater insulin sensitivity, better motor function, increased mitochondrial density in your cells, and the genes that it triggers associated with living longer. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning with another great show on health and wellness. Don't forget, now through November 17th, the Village Green is running a special on all Pathway products, Thorn products, Zymogen products, and Metagenics products. So if you use any of those and would like to get deep discounts now through November 17th, make sure to stop in. Today, I have on the phone with me Dr. Alan Miller, who is a naturopathic physician and top technical advisor for Thorn Research, a leader in making high-quality pharmaceutical-grade nutritional supplements. And we are talking about a very exciting topic, anti-aging nutrients. And we're focusing specifically on three anti-aging nutrients, resveratrol, green tea, and curcumin. And in the last segment, we started to introduce some of the excitement around resveratrol, which has been getting a lot of really, really great attention in the press and in the scientific community with some of its wonderful benefits for the human body. In the last segment, Dr. Miller was explaining some of the initial research that got people very excited about resveratrol. It was a study done out of Harvard that was published in the journal Nature that showed resveratrol given to mice seemed to help alleviate some of the issues related to obesity because they gave the mice a diet that led to obesity. And the mice that were given resveratrol showed, we talked about, increased insulin sensitivity, increased motor function, more mitochondria in their cells, and it seemed to prolong their lifespan. So, Dr. Miller, I'm going to let you pick up right where we left off. Maybe you can elaborate on any of those findings that you feel we didn't get to enough in the last segment, and maybe talk about some of the mechanisms that are happening in the body that resveratrol is triggering that's producing these effects.
Sure. First, let me say that the Sinclair study was the first study that was published regarding lifespan and resveratrol. A number of studies have been published since then, all animal studies, but all saying pretty much the same thing, that it improves metabolism and it improves the ability of the body to metabolize fats and fats in the liver especially, which is really interesting. So there have been a lot of other studies that have backed up what that original group said. Now, unfortunately, because of the initial interest in the media and with researchers, and you know, people see a study like that and go, "Oh, well, we can make a buck off this." So if you go on the web, you're gonna find a lot of advertisements for various, you know, resveratrol products, and some of them are pretty straight up and straightforward and are good products, and some of them are, you can just tell by the way that they're marketed that they're probably not what they say that they are.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody is claiming that that you're going to lose a massive amount of weight by taking resveratrol, for instance, the research just isn't there. You know, mm-hmm. You're not going to turn an obese person into a skinny person just by taking this particular supplement. But the other thing is, you know, researchers have also really gotten excited about this information and the potential longevity effects and metabolic effects of resveratrol. So just this year, there have been over 230 studies published in the scientific literature on resveratrol. So there's a lot of interest out there in the research community as well. So one of the things they're trying to figure out is, well, what's the mechanism? How does this stuff work? How does it end up benefiting us in this way? And there really isn't a simple answer. There isn't a one simple mechanism. There are a few things that that researchers have looked at and pinpointed as possibly the beginnings in the biochemical effects of resveratrol. One of the things that they focused on is NF-kappa-B. NF-kappa-B is nuclear factor kappa-B. It's really interesting. You know, we always, when I was in medical school, we were taught and we always thought that the nucleus told the cell what to do. And it was just the nucleus' job, and the DNA in that nucleus of the cell programmed the cell to do what it was supposed to do. And now what we know is, oh, yeah, that's true, but it's the cell membrane and the receptors on the outside of every cell that tell the nucleus how to express its genetic components and how to express what it's supposed to be doing. So that's really fascinating to me, that you know, the cell is responding to its environment. So receptors on the cell, in this case, receptors on the cell that can be stimulated because of, an inflammatory type of a situation going on in the body. The receptors can then trigger events that cause this NF-kappa-B to be active in the nucleus, and that NF-kappa-B can then crank out more inflammatory type of molecules, which perpetuates the inflammatory condition there. So anything that can dampen that NF-kappa-B activity can be a positive, because we see so many people with inflammatory conditions. We see so many conditions that are inflammatory-based, like asthma and cardiovascular disease and so many others. So it can really have a benefit on people in that regard. Now, the longevity-producing effects are partly because of the NF-kappa-B and the downstream biochemical effects of that. The other thing that Sinclair and these other groups have looked at is something called SIRT1, or SIRT1, S-I-R-T-1. It's an enzyme that the body produces that is what they call a transcription factor, and it is it's called silent information regulator. That's where the SIRT, or I'm not sure where the T comes from, I forget. But the silent information regulator is the SIR. It's involved in resveratrol's anti-aging and longevity promoting activity. It's an enzyme, and it's an enzyme that targets specific molecules in the body that downregulate inflammation and increase the body's ability to resist various toxic stimuli. And so it's really interesting here. Again, you know, we're talking about something happening in someone who ingests this type of material having the same effect as a plant,
mm-hmm.
right? So the plant is also producing resveratrol. It's having its activity on the CERT enzymes in the plant, very similar to how it's doing it in the body as well.
Yeah, well, it certainly is, you know, interesting when you look around at a lot of the conditions that most people suffer from, and a lot of the conditions most people are suffering from are inflammatory related. And, you know, one of my biggest challenges in the work that I do is helping to dampen inflammation in people's bodies. It seems that sometimes once inflammation cycles get started, they are hard to break. And we look at the way that people eat, the foods that we consume, the other activities that we engage in that don't dampen inflammation. And a lot of people are chronically inflamed. So to have something that helps to dampen inflammation by affecting how the nucleus expresses its genetic code, I think is really quite powerful. So it is very interesting to see a substance that is having such a direct effect on the way that our cells are expressing their genetic code, because that's, you know, and people who listen to my show have heard me talk about this time and time again. The more we learn about the body, the more we understand that genetics don't dictate your health. When you look at identical twin studies, it's not so much of the expression of health is related to environment, not necessarily what is coded in your genes. We talk about health is the favorable expression of your genetic code. Disease is the unfavorable expression of your genetic code. So these different environmental factors that influence how our body expresses its genetics have a huge impact on how we express our health. And it's very interesting to learn about different foods that we eat, different plant substances and plant chemicals that we can consume that affect how our genetic code is expressed. And this is how resveratrol works. And this is one of the reasons why it is so exciting. Now, another thing that always fascinates me that maybe you can touch on a little bit is, you know, resveratrol, the effect that it had in the mice seemed to be very similar to the effects that we see when people engage in a calorie-restricted diet. And there is this scientific backing that shows if you restrict your calorie intake, you live longer. Now, you know, sure, what's the good of living longer if you don't get to eat anything, of course, but and enjoy it. But, you know, aside from that, it is interesting to scientifically try and look at what is behind this mechanism. Why would restricting our calories cause our bodies to create an adaptation that makes us live longer? And how does resveratrol mimic that or tie into that whole concept?
Great question. Great question, Dr. Passero. The researchers that there have been a parallel group of researchers looking at resveratrol and looking at caloric restriction, and we know from a lot of animal studies that if you decrease the amount of calories that are taken in, you extend their lifespan. And there was always this question of, would that really work in humans? Because we're a much more complex organism than some of the yeast and other lower organisms that they were looking at originally. Then they started doing it with mammals and with mice, and they said, you're getting an increased lifespan from just taking in fewer calories. Then what they started doing is putting these two things together, the Harvard work and some of this other caloric restriction work, and they started finding out what some of the mechanisms were. One of the things that happens with caloric restriction is an upregulation, an increase in the activity of the CERT enzyme. That SIRT1 enzyme gets ramped up when you take in fewer calories. That SIRT enzyme also gets ramped up when you take in resveratrol. So it's really fascinating here that when you're taking in fewer calories, you're doing a very similar thing that happens with this plant extract. Now, the opposite effect of that, you know, we talk about, well, taking in fewer calories increases lifespan and ramps this enzyme up. The opposite of it is when you overeat. If you chronically overeat, well, what is that telling us? You're probably downregulating, and you are. You're downregulating the SIRT enzyme, this longevity enzyme, if you're overeating all the time. So if you're overeating, you're dampening that, you're increasing the amount of inflammation in your body, and then you see things like brain activity that's not working as well as it should. The liver starts gathering and producing its own fat in the liver. So you end up getting this situation of fat in the liver. The blood vessels don't work as well.
So besides calorie restriction and resveratrol, are there any other things that we know of, whether it be other natural substances or pharmaceutical agents or anything else that we know of that has significant impact on the SIRT1 enzyme?
Exercise.
Exercise, right.
So, once again, taking in fewer calories and exercising and burning more calories.
And I think that eating fewer calories concept is really interesting because if you look at the way that we eat now, you know, somebody explained this. I heard in a lecture and I thought it was just such a great point to put across. We eat extremely, our food is not nutrient dense, but it is extremely calorie dense. So think about a fast food meal, a burger with fries and a shake. There is very little nutrients in that meal, but there are very high amounts of calories. Versus if you look at a diet that's associated with health, lots of vegetables, maybe some cold water fish, some whole grains, the calories are quite low, but the nutrient density is quite high. So that's just something for people to think about as we head into the next break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the important topic of how do you take resveratrol if you want to take it? What are appropriate doses? What's a good form? You know, how do you know you're getting a supplement that's actually going to do something for you and work on activating some of these nuclear factors that we've discussed? So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful and beautiful co-host, Dana Lake, will be hosting another great show about health and wellness. So don't forget to tune in every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Also, don't forget, listen, all of our shows are available for you to listen to for absolutely free. You can go to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the archive show section and download them. Or you can go right to iTunes if you have an iPod or a Mac, and you just type in the iTunes store Essentials of Healthy Living, and you'll get all the shows there in iPod castable format. And, you know, we got a lot of really, really great shows lined up that are wonderful education pieces if you want to learn more about health and wellness. It's a great way to get free information. Today, we are talking to Dr. Alan Miller, a naturopathic physician and head technical advisor and researcher for Thorne Research. And we're talking about anti-aging nutrients, which is obviously a really popular topic, given that most of our population are baby boomers and people are trying to really focus on negating the effects of aging and stay more active for longer. And we've been talking about resveratrol, which is one of the hottest topics in the anti-aging community when it comes to nutraceuticals and advancements going on in nature with anti-aging. So we talked all about how it works on our genes. We've talked about where it comes from. We've talked about some of the beneficial effects that it mimics in our body. And now I want Dr. Miller to kind of explain to us, if we're interested in getting started on a resveratrol supplement, you know, my first question is it worth it, right? Because the first study that was done on mice that everybody jumps up and down about, the amounts of resveratrol these mice were given would be impossible, really, for somebody to supplement with. So the first question is, does taking resveratrol supplements have any benefits? And if so, how much should you take? What kind of dosage should you look for? What kind of forms of resveratrol are better than others? There's a lot of, you know, different information out there about, you know, how to do this. So you're the expert. I'm going to let you elaborate.
Okay. The initial studies used pretty high doses in mice, and it was equated to you would have to drink like 100 bottles of wine to get that the same amount of resveratrol.
Right, so you'd get some good resveratrol, but you'd kill your liver.
Exactly. However, I don't want to turn people off of red wine. I mean, there are still some other great benefits of having an occasional glass of red wine. But to get the amount of resveratrol to really do the effects that we know it will do, you have to take larger amounts than what you can get in red wine. And, so that was one of the original questions there. Is, okay, can we do this in lower dose? And a study fairly recently here looked at low-dose resveratrol in mice, and basically what they found in this study was that the low dose partially mimicked the caloric restriction, which is what we know that that it will do, and retarded the aging parameters in mice. So they looked at various markers in mice and found out that it had an anti-aging effect. Now, this low-dose resveratrol that they used was, if you extrapolated it to a human dose, would be about 300 to 400 milligrams. So that's not something that's unattainable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there have been other studies that have even used lower doses. A recent study looked at a 40-milligram dose in humans. So they gave them a 40-milligram dose for, I believe it was a six-week study, and they looked at inflammatory markers in these folks, and they found that they were significantly reduced just with 40 milligrams. And there are some other studies in humans that have looked at up to about 270 milligrams. So you really don't have to take a huge, massive amount like what was originally thought to have these effects.
So do we know how much resveratrol is in like a glass of wine?
Well, we're talking about milligram amounts being really important here, and we're talking about just a few milligrams or less.
Gotcha. So So there does seem to be benefits of taking resveratrol in lower doses, like something that you might get from a supplement when we look at parameters related to inflammation and some of the things going on in the body, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so then the question is, how do you take resveratrol? You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of different forms out there. Some companies just have straight resveratrol, but it is a little bit of a tricky issue. So maybe you can explain some of the different forms and how they work.
Sure. If I could back up just for a second.
Yeah.
I just want to make one point here. You know, we've talked about anti-aging and longevity and things like this. I think one of the best things that resveratrol can do for you, looking at the research here, is because of its effects on the liver and improving fat metabolism in the liver, we've got about 25% of our population that has a fatty liver.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you add in people who drink a lot of alcohol, then you have even more people with a fatty liver, and it can have a really positive effect on that fat in the liver. So at least that's what the animal studies have been showing. So
yeah,
far.
And then, I mean, you in your slide that, you know, your slide presentation that you were kind enough to send me to look over, I mean, there's this one that was done in humans where they used 19 overweight or obese individuals, and they used only 30, 90, or 270 milligrams of resveratrol. And they looked at their flow-mediated dilation, which has to do with blood pressure and how the blood flows through the veins, and there was a really, you know, a pretty significant response to even those low doses.
And that's another really important factor here.
So blood pressure, yeah.
Blood pressure, and not just blood pressure, but the elasticity of blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important to your health. I mean, if you talk about atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, it's basically what you're talking about is a loss of elasticity of those blood vessels, and they can't dilate when they need to. They can't constrict when they need to.
And the other thing go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just saying that the resveratrol and other flavonoid-type substances all have really beneficial effects on the elasticity of vessels.
And it looks interesting. The 30 and 90 milligram doses were pretty equivalent, but then when you jumped up to 270, the benefit seemed to get a lot more. So it is a little bit dose dependent. The other thing that I thought that I think is really interesting that we kind of glazed over, and you know, we only have a couple minutes before we got to go to the break, but the increase in mitochondria in the cell, which I think is really interesting because mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells. They are what drives our energy production. And to be able to increase the amount of mitochondria and the activity of the mitochondria, I think is a wonderful thing because it helps people increase their metabolism. It helps people to feel like they have more energy. You know, I'd love to have more mitochondria.
And one thing that you see with a lot of chronic diseases is mitochondrial damage.
Right, and dysfunction.
Oxidative damage of those mm-hmm. mitochondria, they don't work as well. So that's really important, yes.
Okay, so, and of course, when you combine it with exercise, it always works better. So, exercise does the same thing. So let's talk about forms of resveratrol in the last couple minutes that we have before our break. What are things to look for if you're going to take a supplement with resveratrol supplement?
Mm-hmm.
What should you look for as far as the forms, you know, the different types? How do you select for a good one based on what the research is telling us?
Most of the products on the market, most of the formulas out there, are plant extracts, and they are either, most of them that I've seen, are a 20% or a 50% resveratrol extract, which means you've got either 80% or maybe 50% other material, other plant material that is still left in that plant extract. A lot of the research has been done, however, on a pure resveratrol compound, and the plant extract may work and may be beneficial. In some people, it can cause some gastric irritation. So my personal preference is to go with the 100% pure resveratrol. And
where is that resveratrol derived from? Is it come from a plant source or is it synthesized?
That one, the 100% is synthesized.
Okay.
So it's the exact same molecule.
Mm-hmm.
Just not extracted from a plant.
Gotcha. And then there's the trans resveratrol.
Right. Well, when we talk about resveratrol, we are talking about trans resveratrol.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there are some issues with absorption and bioavailability. So what's the difference and what do the different forms offer us with those?
Well, our bodies like resveratrol. They, our gastrointestinal system will extract resveratrol from a meal or from a supplement, you know, in the gut very quickly. The problem is it gets absorbed very quickly, but it gets metabolized very, very quickly. So it doesn't stick around in the body very long. There are other flavonoids, however, that can slow down that metabolism, slow down that breakdown of resveratrol in the liver, and make it stick around in the tissues and in the bloodstream for a longer period of time. And it makes sense that it would do that, because you don't find resveratrol by itself in these, mm-hmm. in these plants that it occurs in. You're finding it along with quercetin, along with catechins, and other similar types of flavonoid molecules.
So combining those molecules with a resveratrol in a product may help improve the bioavailability of the resveratrol once you absorb it, because it extends the stability of it in the bloodstream.
Absolutely.
Okay. Very, very interesting. So we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the conversation on resveratrol. And I know we saved them to the last segment, but these next two ones could be a whole show in and of themselves as well. We're going to touch on curcumin and green tea and some of the potent effects that they have as well in anti-aging properties. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. And we're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a MegaFood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow effects treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Pacero. Don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be presenting another great show related to health and wellness. As a quick mention, the Village Green Apothecary is running a special from now through November 17th on all Pathway, Thorn, Zymogen, and Metagenics products. So if you use any of those products or you're looking to get into a new supplement, those are some of the highest quality products on the market. It's a great time to take advantage of the price. Today we have been talking about anti-aging nutrients, and we've spent most of the show on resveratrol because there is so much information out there about resveratrol. I have on the phone with me Dr. Alan Miller, who is a naturopathic physician and lead technical advisor and researcher for Thorn Research, a manufacturer of pharmaceutical-grade, high-quality nutritional supplements. And Dr. Miller, thanks for being on with us today.
Oh, it's been enjoyable talking with you today, Kevin.
Yeah, in the last segment, we wrapped up some things to take into consideration if you're going to buy or try a resveratrol supplement, getting a resveratrol. And maybe you can just recap. I mean, if you're looking at a label, we talked about some other things that are often combined with resveratrol. What types of things, if you're going to do a formulation, and I know Thorn has a really, really great resveratrol-based product. I mean, what were you thinking of when you designed that product, and what are some of the key ingredients in there besides resveratrol that work to make it more stable and have better and longer bioavailability in the body?
One of the ingredients that we were looking at was it's a substance that's very similar to resveratrol called peristilbene. It looks chemically, biochemically, very, very much like resveratrol, except for a couple of little changes. It has two methyl groups onto it. And methyl groups are just basically a carbon and three hydrogens. So it's got two of those attached to it, and so it becomes this this different molecule. The nice thing about peristilbene, it occurs in plants the same way that resveratrol does. It has similar effects in those plants as far as reducing the effects of various types of stressors on the plant. But in the human body, it doesn't get metabolized and broken down as quickly in the liver as resveratrol does, just because of its particular chemical makeup. So we included that in the product as well, because you're getting similar effects, but similar and longer-term effects.
So we do know that it does work in the same way that resveratrol works as far as stimulating these enzymes and these NF-kappa-beta regulation, all of those things. We see the same effects with the peristilbene.
You see very similar effects with the peristilbene, correct.
Okay, very nice. So let's talk about, you know, one other sort of exciting topic around resveratrol. We talked about its anti-aging properties most of the show, but you said there's a lot of really interesting research in animal models coming out about resveratrol and cancer.
That's an area where you're going to see most of the research going in the future here is resveratrol's effects on cancer. There have been a lot of in vitro, you know, in the lab studies and animals as well. We don't have any good human studies yet, but the animal studies show a positive effect on those cancers that are most often occurring and most often studied. So we're talking breast, colon, and prostate specifically. So beneficial effects on dampening and downregulating the activity and the growth of those cancer cells, causing those cancer cells to commit suicide, basically, to just die. And so that's all good news. Now, there have been some other studies that I find really interesting on some other types of cancers that you don't usually see studied a whole lot. One of them is osteosarcoma. And really nice study on resveratrol causing cell death in those osteosarcoma cells, but having no effect on normal cells. And that's the really important part here. You know, when you're talking about anything that has any effect on cancer cells, you also have to ask the question, is it going to be harmful or beneficial for the normal cells around it? And in this case, it showed that it was beneficial to the normal cells around. So that NF-kappa-B regulation that we were talking about earlier when it came to inflammation is also one of the main elements and the main factors in its anti-cancer effect. So really interesting, there are some other substances that also have NF-kappa-B down-regulating activity. One of them is curcumin. Curcumin is another very fascinating and very well-researched molecule, curcumin coming from the root turmeric. There are numerous studies so far on curcumin's effect on inflammation as well as on cancer, and it looks like there is a synergistic effect, an additive effect of curcumin along with resveratrol There have been some studies that have shown that. There have been some studies also that have shown the catechins that are in green tea and quercetin also have an additive synergistic effect along with resveratrol in some animal studies.
Right, so very common thing that we see oftentimes in nature is these synergistic effects where you have one type of chemical, naturally occurring chemical, ingredient, plant constituent, given by itself, it has an effect. But when you combine it with another similar type natural compound, you get a multiplied or magnified effect that is stronger than either one alone. Is that sort of what we're alluding to here?
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
So synergy is definitely something that is very, very well known in the natural world. That's an interesting thing with cancer cells. We know that, cancer cells don't have the same mechanisms that normal cells have in regards to a time to die. And that's really is one of the major problems. So the fact that in these animal models and in these test tube models that resveratrol is showing some signs of actually making these cells revert to more normal behavior, which is basically inducing a self death type of cycle, makes a lot of sense, that something might regulate that would be helpful for a cancer type situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're turning on something called apoptosis or apoptosis is how it's pronounced sometimes, but you're turning that on. It's programmed cell death. And cancer cells, that particular regulatory mechanism gets turned off. They want to live a lot longer than they should.
Yeah, they don't follow the normal cues that other cells do, and that's why they grow out of control and evade the immune system and end up taking over the body. So it'll be really interesting to kind of see what sort of research comes out with that, especially in human models in the next coming year. So we're about to kind of wrap up. Dr. Miller, anything else that you want to add today about resveratrol or green tea or turmeric or any other words of wisdom when it comes to anti-aging supplements and things like that?
Well, first, don't believe the hype.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in the last 4 or 5 years, there's just been so much hype about what resveratrol might do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a miracle weight loss supplement. However, it does have some very profound effects on the metabolism of the body and some very profound anti-aging effects within every one of our cells, including that what you were talking about, the mitochondria, the mm-hmm. number of mitochondria. So it's making our cells more efficient. And don't forget that there are other lifestyle issues here. There is no magic bullet. And reducing the number of calories that you're taking in throughout the day, it doesn't have to be a huge drop in the number of calories that you're bringing in. But if you can reduce the number of calories and expend a few more calories, burn more calories by getting out there and getting some healthy exercise, it's going to be very important.
Great way to start. Well, thanks so much, Dr. Miller, for being on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Passero.
All right. Take care. Good luck with your presentation.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right, everybody. So that wraps up the show for today. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you learned something interesting about resveratrol. And of course, that is the take-home message. None of these pills are going to be the magic bullet. It's when you combine them with the right lifestyle and exercise, they can have some nice effects on the body in general and promote the effects that we want to see when looking at cellular health and longevity. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. So don't forget to tune in. Thanks all for listening, and I'll talk to you all in a few weeks. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.